You're listening to Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Last month, the Supreme Court upheld President Trump's travel ban, preventing nationals from five majority Muslim countries, plus North Korea and Venezuela, from entering the U.S. The administration put the policy in place to, quote, protect U.S. citizens from terrorist attacks and other public safety threats. But many are referring to it simply as a Muslim ban. It's one of many policies targeting immigrants, refugees, and asylees who may be fleeing violence, famine, or war, like Amal Al-Audi's family. She's a teaching assistant at Skyline College in San Bruno, and she's a Yemeni American. Her siblings are stuck back in Yemen, which is in its third year of a devastating war that Amnesty International says has so far killed and injured more than 15,000 people and forced 3 million people from their homes. Amal was planning to bring her brothers and sisters to safety here in the Bay Area. Then the travel ban happened, and Yemen is on the list. Here's Amal's story in her own words.
My name is Amal. The meaning of my name is hope. I was raised and born in Yemen. I came to the United States 16 years ago after I got married. And I've always heard that, America is the land of opportunities, is the land where everything is possible. You can reach, the sky if you want, with no limits. And I've always heard that Americans are, very loving and welcoming, and they have great values, and they have great acceptance of other diversity, like people from different cultures, different talents, different skills. I was just like everyone else, like I've always wanted to come to America. When I came here and I saw so many like different communities, so many people, so many colors, so many religions, I felt like I definitely could fit here. I was a housewife for many years, just like a typical mom taking my kids to school and taking care of my house and helping my husband, and then I wanted to be something more. So that's when I decided to go to college and finish my education. It's a life-changing for me. And I applied for all my family, but my parents came first.
This is a CBS News special report. I'm Gail King with John Dickerson here in New York. The Supreme Court has just ruled on President Trump's travel ban for people from seven countries, most of them predominantly Muslim.
By a 5-4 vote, the justices decided the president has the right to limit entry to the U.S.
This decision caused tremendous suffering for our families. And I still have my brothers, my sisters. They are devastated, they are sad, they are confused why they are treated like they are terrorists. And now my mom, who have a very serious health issues, she has to go back to see her kids, to see her, her children, because she knows they're not coming anymore. And I'm struggling with her medication and communicating with them. And she has to go through all this suffering because of this decision. I wanted them to come here to feel safe and secure and to be happy and to live the life they always wanted to live. That's why I felt like I can't do that for them anymore. And it's sad because, especially when you talk to them about America, I can't even send pictures of me living here, enjoying my life, because I feel they are suffering. I know a lot of people who sold their homes and risked their lives just to be able to go to Djibouti to get the visa. And now they have no financial resources whatsoever to go even back to Yemen. And even if they go back, they don't have anything to start with. That's why I felt like I'm a part of it in some way. I can't do nothing about it. That's why I felt ashamed, to be honest. I'm always like trying to spread the word of hope and be positive, but you know, they can feel the pain in my voice. They can feel that, you know, at one point that I'm hopeless or I can't do much for them, but they're calling and they're just like everyone else. They're shocked, they're confused. They don't know what's gonna happen tomorrow. My kids are very confused. You know, they're Americans and they feel like we are here, we are supposed to be equal. And when all of this happened, even like my 14 years old, when he was in school, he was always teased about, you know, being from Yemen, or, you know, your parents came from Yemen, from his background. And it's just so confusing. And when he come from school and he said, why are we different? You know, he doesn't think like that. He thinks that everyone is the same, and why we are treated like we are different people. And it's so hard to answer that question. Our plans now is just to continue supporting them. I mean, like financially, we'll do the best we can to do that, at least. Protests and marches and events to talk more about it and to communicate with each other in a positive way, and like to spread the word of love and hope. And I have a great belief in our constitution, and that we are protected, and it's just a matter of time, and hopefully we can do something about it. We will not give up.